second set of folding doors, they swing open wide. Oh, dear Lord, smoke hovers over the room like a cloud of make-believe. People are yelling at me by the groves in one accord. Catch a high, cop a buzz, learn what it means to be mellow. Here's a free run from reality. But it's not a free run from reality, honey. It's the beginning of a nightmare that you'll have to live with the rest of your life. Oh, it looks good. It smells good. Everybody seems to be happy. And I'm going to tell you, the neon sign begins to blink. This is the drug room. You better wait, son, before you ever put the first marijuana cigarette in your mouth, before you ever swallow the first pill, before you ever snort crack for the first time. You better take a good long look at that room. It's not what you think it is, buddy. The devil's the master of deceivers. You better step back a while and look and see the depravity and the dimension of the drug room. The beer joint that I lived next door to all my life had two apartments upstairs. The boy that I was in high school with lived up there with a girl he'd gotten pregnant and eventually married and her mother. Three of them live in that little one-bedroom apartment next door to my home. Ronnie was a drum player in the bar downstairs, just a young boy. He got high one night. He was a dope addict. Blew everything he had. Let me tell you something about drugs. It'll take everything you've got and still want more.
You're right.
And bless God, if he's satisfied so much, how come you got to keep going back? And I don't care what sports hero does it. I don't care what NASCAR driver does it. I don't care what football player does it. It's always been wrong, bless God. It's still wrong. Old Ronnie got done playing the drums one night, took a bad hit of LSD, and walked upstairs. Told his mother-in-law, said, give me the key to the car. She had an old car set out in the parking lot of the beer joint. She said, Ronnie, you're high. I give you the key to this car, you'll go out and kill somebody. He said, I'm telling you one time, give me the key to that car. She said, I'm sorry, Ronnie, you can't have it. If you were sober, it'd be different, but you're high on drugs, I'm afraid you're going to kill somebody. And just because she would not give him the key to her car, Ronnie threw her down in the kitchen next door to my home, rolled her over on her stomach and took a butcher knife and stabbed her 42 times in the back and the chest. They came that night and they arrested Ronnie. 2 days later, they arranged him and I went down to the prison to see him, waiting trial for first-degree murder. We sat through the chicken wire. I've known him all my life, and I've looked at him, and I said, Ronnie, have you lost your mind? What would possess a man to take a butcher knife and stab it through the bloody carcass of a little old woman 42 times? And he said, listen to me, Phil, I was on drugs. And he said, I promise you, I don't remember any of it. I don't remember a thing. I don't even remember last night. I can't believe it when I woke up this morning and they told me what I've done. He said, I'm just as devastated as you are. He said, drugs has made me do things I never dreamed I'd ever do in my life. Oh, you listen to me. There's a lot of homes that have been broken. There's a lot of folks that have been murdered. There's a lot of kids that have been molested. Oh, hear me well. Over this drug traffic. And I don't care if Bill Clinton did smoke dope. Bless God, it's never been right. It's still not right. God ain't never changed his mind about it. It was wrong 20 years ago. It's wrong now. If all the drug offenses were taken out of our prisons, they would empty out tonight and be turned into motels. Drug-related crimes is corrupted this tract country to the degree that we've never known before. Look at me, son. I know I was a junkie. I'm not some punk that was raised in Sunday school all my life. I was a stinking junkie when I got saved. I know what it is, bless God, to get to the point where you'd kill anybody to get what you got out of your life. Jerome Harlan called me one night and said, Phil, I'm having a big party. He said, I want 22 of the strongest downers you got. I said, Jerome, that's a lot of stuff. I said, well, you're talking heavy stuff. He said, I want 22 of the strongest you got. And I met Jerome Harlan on 82nd and Denison Avenue. He sold him 22 of the strongest downers you could buy on the streets. Next morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock at my door. Went to the door, and a young fellow that I'd known from the neighborhood on the street said, hey, have you heard? Have you heard? I said, heard what? I hadn't heard anything. They said, listen, man, Jerome took a handful of downers last night, drunk a bottle of wine, and killed himself. And said he's left a letter behind, and they're going to read it at his funeral. Let me tell you something, son. You know what it's like to walk past the casket of a boy? Knowing the chemical that killed him was in your pocket the day before.
Right. Great.
I felt guilty and dirty. I can honestly tell you, Brother Al, I can tell you honestly, I did not know he was going to do that. I promise. And I walked past that casket and I saw that cold, dead face. And I said, oh, God, he's dead. They didn't have any singers. They didn't have a preacher. He was a street boy, ghetto kid, no preacher. They had some hippie get up and sung a song sitting on the dock of the bay. Played a guitar. And then when he got done, he opened the letter. And he read the letter Jerome left behind. Here's what it said. Dear Mom, I'm sorry you had to find me this way. But life has just got to be more than I can handle. They told me the drug traffic would make me happy. Being raised in a broken home and never knowing my daddy, and you so busy working, and me going to bed every night by myself as a boy. I felt like if I got on drugs, it was the answer to all of my problems. But Mother, drugs has left me at a dead-end street. It's left me at a dead-end street. It's left me at a dead-end street. I'd rather die than live another day and slay. Goodbye, your only son, your own heart. Oh, listen to me, son. I know what the television says. I know what the street boys say. I know what they all got to say. I'm a day, son. You better stand back and take a real look, buddy. It'll never turn out like you think it is. It's wicked. It's ungodly. And it'll ruin your life. It'll ruin every one of you. I must hurry. Great God, I gotta close. I want to take you to the third. And I'm still in a white straight prison, but it don't matter to me. Our kids need to hear this. Our grandkids need to hear this. Young man.